Question 3, how do I? How do I? How do we? How do we live out all our commitments to and about ourselves in real time and on a consistent daily basis? Well, let me begin by stating that there ain't no magic formula. There just isn't. Intentionality, determination, and consistency are three responses that come immediately to mind. We do so one day at a time, growing from one learned from mistake at a time, and remembering that people, much like good ideas, need time to develop and grow. Figuring out how we give people space to develop while extracting from them the brilliance we see emerging out of them isn't something that we learn overnight. Another crucial component of people leading is self-leading and understanding who it is that we personally bring to the table. Remembering essentially that who we bring to a situation is who we are, and who we are had better be the person we'd like to meet if the tables were turned. Ultimately, good people and organizational leadership is distilled from lived experience, intentional culture formation, transformative self-leadership, and most underappreciated of all, time. Time. It's via these variables, coupled with a deepened acknowledgement and embracing of the values, ideas, and behavioral principles that inform and ameliorates who we are, that we are able to influence the people we lead. They are in turn able to influence the people they lead. And ultimately, we're able to influence a wider society and the world at large. Our global approach to self and people leadership have become critical in navigating a post-COVID future that depends heavily on progressive strategic partnerships, expansive cultural inclusion, and creative diversity. The dual possibilities of failure, along with the fantastic possibilities if we get this thing right, have never been so acutely felt and so highly anticipated. Great leadership and the leadership cultures that sustain it are intentional in their imagining, development, and execution. They don't just materialize. So, as you engage in both self and people leadership development, and as you build and nurture the cultures that will sustain it, let me suggest 4 framework perspectives to add to the many I know that you already possess. Number 1, engaged diversity and encouraged inclusion. The ultimate goal of diversity and inclusion is to create dynamic communities of accessible excellence. To achieve this, we have to engage the uncomfortable process of narrative deconstruction, historical realignment, identifying racially biased frameworks, including our unchecked, unexplored, and unexamined biases. There is no comfortable way to have an uncomfortable conversation such as this, but that discomfort will always be mitigated when discourse is engaged with honesty, empathy, patience, understanding, professionalism, and a commitment to real change. Number 2, intentional and curated creativity. While creative people may be abundant in your teams, if that creativity is not acknowledged and given space to manifest itself, it may as well not exist. So, be intentional about how creativity is recognized, organized, and maximized in your space of work and influence. Number 3, embraced and imagined futures. We don't know what the future holds, but to not dream, plan, or imagine futures that could exist, this empowers confidence in not only what could be, but what also presently is. Leadership that builds towards the future by placing its sights on a future that comes stands a better chance of surviving it once it gets there. And number 4, avoid the presumption of assumption. The greatest killer of any leadership, be it self or people, is assuming. Assuming without inquiry or conversation. What assumption creates is the gap between what you know and what you think you know. And the gap between the both, can have detrimental consequences if not addressed. So don't assume. Have the conversation. Okay, let's do the work. How do I? Engage. What aspects of self-leadership do you avoid? And what aspects of people leadership do you struggle with? I want you to think about it. I want you to write it down. Renew. Who are the leaders and mentors that have inspired you the most? Which of their principles have you adopted? Which of their principles are you still developing? And inspire. List 10 positives about yourself as a leader. And 10 positives about the people you lead. Now, what is your commitment to yourself after listening to this chapter and doing this exercise? I want you to write it all down.